This is WMUK's West Southwest. I'm Gordon Evans. The latest report on child well-being in Michigan is out. Coming up, we'll talk with the Kids Count Project Director at the Michigan League for Public Policy, Alicia Guevara Warren. But first, back in January, we talked with members of Western Michigan University's Climate Change Work Group about their concerns with the Trump administration, which at that time was about to take office. 3 months into a new administration, and with Earth Day coming up this weekend, we're joined by two professors, Paul Clements from Political Science and English professor Alan Webb. They are both members of the Climate Change Work Group at Western Michigan University. Thank you for being here.
Thanks, Gordon.
Good to be here.
So, Paul Clements, last time you were here with David Corot, Scott Pruitt was at that time in the middle of confirmation hearings to be the new administrator of the EPA, and you and David shared your concerns about the incoming, at that time, Trump administration. Has anything happened in these last 3 months which has made you any less concerned, or have there been things which have happened which have made you more concerned?
You know, if anything, we're more concerned. Donald Trump's attack on the environment is proceeding full force. He has cut, or he's proposing to cut, the EPA budget by 25% to take 2,000 people from EPA staff and get them off the staff. He's proposing to gut the Great Lakes Initiative, which is a critical area for maintaining the environmental stability of the Great Lakes in this whole region. Now, I'm sure you've heard that he's talking about possibly closing down the Region 5 office in Chicago that's responsible for the six Great Lakes states. No, unfortunately, Donald Trump's attack on the environment is moving forward full speed, and that's very worrying.
I'd add a little bit to that. I mean, we made this very important commitment as a country on Earth last year on Earth Day, signing the Paris Agreement. And in order to meet the requirements of that agreement, President Obama initiated a whole series of very important reforms, including the Clean Power Act, which was going to reduce pollution from coal-fired power plants and support movement toward wind and solar. And the Trump administration has decided they're going to try to eliminate that. The Obama administration put forward stipulations about emissions from cars, and Trump has peeled that back. The Obama administration put forward a number of rules about extracting coal and fracking on public lands, and Trump administration has peeled that back. So in my mind, these ideas of reigniting the use of coal are foolhardy. From an economic point of view, coal doesn't have a long future. Things like wind and solar have finally become much more economical. I think even people in the coal industry realize that it's not going to produce the kind of employment that that's been talked about. But the question of the employment is an important question, but the really critical question is ultimately the question of what's the fate of the Earth and how these continuing to increase emissions of carbon dioxide, methane, and so forth will continue to warm us. And that's something that we all need to be concerned about.
So how important is it that we are now upon the first Earth Day to take place in the Trump administration?
Well, you know, we here in Kalamazoo are going to have an Our Earth Day celebration this Saturday at Bronson Park from 3 to 8 p.m. And this is an important time for just the citizens of Kalamazoo to sort of check in. And we're going to have the focus will be on climate change, but there'll be fun things for families. There'll be all kinds of environmental education there, a lot of commercial things. But this is also a moment, a critical moment really in history, where in terms of taking care of our Earth's future, where the real deep threat is climate change, we have a president who's taking us backward. And that presents, threats, frankly, the serious threat, and this is something people do need to take very seriously. It really threatens the future of civilization as we've known it, that if we continue on the current trajectory of greenhouse gas emissions, the World Bank says that before the end of the century, it'll be beyond the adaptive capacity of governments around the world. We're already seeing more refugees and displaced people than we've had any time since World War II. And unfortunately, that's going to continue. And what we see Trump doing is, with his policies on coal, with his utter disregard for the environment, moving these things as far as he can backward. Now, the positive thing is that that the Congress and the business community and our localities, there's a lot that we can be doing to stop him. And I think he's not going to succeed in many of his initiatives. But this is a time when we need American leadership to be moving forward much more strongly than we're seeing right now. And so I think the really deep, utter disregard for the environment, probably the most harmful thing that Trump is doing for all of our future, is moving us backward when we need to be moving forward.
You know, Gordon, I'm glad you make the tie to Earth Day with us. It's an important time to think about the Earth. It was, I think, 1970 when Earth Day first happened. And you know, the very first Earth Day was organized at University of Michigan in Ann Arbor. And it's now a worldwide event. And it was organized by professors as a teach-in about the importance of addressing the environment and protecting the environment. And so it's perfectly suited that this Earth Day is going to be focused in Kalamazoo and elsewhere around the world, too, on this questions of climate change. Paul's made a very strong and impassioned case for the long-term consequences of not addressing global warming. We've seen that, I think it's 17 of the warmest 18 years in the temperature record, in the thermometer record, are since 2000. 2014 was the hottest year ever recorded. 2015 was hotter than that. And 2016 was off the charts hotter than that. The global temperature right now is just above 1 degree centigrade, or that's a little more than about 2 degrees centigrade, 2 degrees Fahrenheit, warmer than in pre-industrial period. But in 2015, the Earth warmed 1/10 of a degree in 1/10 degree Celsius. In 2016, it warmed 0.12, which I guess is 0.12 or more than 1/10 of a degree. If you warm the Earth 1/10 of a degree every year in 10 years, you've warmed it a full degree. And one of the most important climate scientists in the world has said that the difference between 2 degrees of overall warming and 4 degrees of overall warming is human civilization. And we're now at just over 1 degree. We've been warming at 1/10 of a degree every year. We're looking at an impending disaster. And that disaster, Paul talked about migration and so forth. You know, right now in 4 countries in Africa, there's an enormous drought-related, climate change-related drought that's taking place, and it's causing a famine. That's been, the United Nations identified this famine as 20 million people in famine. It was described in the New York Times as, and also by the United Nations, as the largest humanitarian crisis since World War II. This is happening right now because of climate change. And what we're seeing, of course, with the migration issues, is going to continue. And the drought is when I joined the Climate Change Working Group 6 years ago, I'd seen Al Gore's movie long before. And I thought, well, I can believe it. It sounds like a threat, but it wasn't really on my radar. But I started going to attending this group at Paul's invitation, in fact. And here were all these scientists, atmospheric chemists, soil scientists. These thoughtful, serious scientists at our university were just freaking out about what was happening. And it really woke me up and I said, I have got to learn about what's happening with climate change and realize the gravity and the seriousness of it. And I think that that's something that many people here in Kalamazoo have begun to understand, and many people across the country. Climate change is now much more accepted than it was. People believe the science now more than they did. And yet, unbelievably, the Trump administration and some Republicans, I mean, there are some Republicans who are interested in the environment, and the Republicans have had a long history of caring about the environment, and being conservative means conserving and protecting. And so I'm confused, honestly, why this has become kind of a Democrat versus Republican issue, because it's an issue that affects all of us, and it's an issue that affects everyone on Earth. And so I think we need this to figure out how we can work together to try to solve it.
Well, so on that subject of working together, let me point out that when Donald Trump was running for president, he was pretty clear that cutting the EPA was one of his priorities, and he is the person who got the most electoral votes, if not, you know, he didn't win the popular vote, but the way we decide presidential elections is the Electoral College. He's now in the White House. So I guess the question is, how do you answer back against someone who did run on this. I mean, Donald Trump's been criticized for breaking lots of promises, but this is one that so far he seems to be keeping. So what's the counter to that?
Well, I think there were a lot of things that happened in that election and a lot of things that people were voting for, chose to vote for Donald Trump for, some in some measure a protest vote, and also, of course, a vote to try to bring back the economy. But he was mistaken before he was elected, and he continues to be mistaken. And it's really important that as a professor and as a member of the scientific organized group, that we speak out and we let people know what the scientific truths are about what's happening. And the idea that politicians will say, well, I'm not a scientist, so I don't really know, or the scientists disagree or debate, that's simply not so. I mean, scientists are basically totally on board with the recognition that climate change is happening, that it's human-caused, and it's a complex problem, clearly, but it's one where the large-scale climate models are actually much more accurate than weather prediction, than the short-time models. And so we know what's happening, and we need to use that knowledge to make change in our policy.
You know, it's kind of sad when we have a president of the United States and you never know when he's telling the truth or not. certainly in terms of, he won the election, but partly he won it by telling a lot of lies. And frankly, whether we look at bringing back jobs, whether we look at protecting the well-being of so many of the people that voted for him in terms of their health care, he's gone backwards on many things. He's been completely erratic. Yes, he is the president, and he did run on gutting the Paris Climate Agreement. But I'm going to say frankly that I believe then that was a terrible position, and it remains a terrible position today. And the overwhelming majority of Americans accept that climate change is real and that we need to be doing something about it. So despite the fact that he is our president, that doesn't make the policy any better. And with Earth Day coming up, this is at a time, this is a really important time for people here in the Kalamazoo community to be remembering and stepping forward with our care for our natural environment. It's not just climate change. There are so many other things we need to do to take care of the environment. But this is a good time where people can be sort of gathering together and expressing that care.
Earlier, Paul mentioned the possible closing of the EPA Region 5 office, which is in Chicago. We should say here that has not been confirmed. And what the EPA has said is that no decision has been made about closing this office. But what would that mean? Is that a sign of the EPA being dismantled? Is that the biggest concern? Or is it that there would not be a regional office within a couple hours of the Great Lakes? Is it concerning that basically they would consolidate it with an office in Kansas?
Well, there are 1,000 people in the Region 5 office in Chicago. There are 500 people in the Kansas office. There's no way the Kansas office can do an adequate job in maintaining just the normal everyday routine management of environmental concerns in our Great Lakes region. The Great Lakes is the largest location of fresh water anywhere on the earth. And it's this Region 5 office that's most responsible for maintaining the cleanliness and the management of this water and all of our environmental resources. You just can't, people understand that you need a certain amount of environmental regulation. And just like your police force, just like your fire force, you need people to carry out these routine activities of government that we see as necessary. And if you fire 1,000 of them and move your office to Kansas City, that's just not going to happen.
And it's not as if Trump is really saying the problem is we've got so much government spending that we can't maintain this vital function. I mean, he's proposed tremendous increases in military spending. And this wall that he said was going to be built by the Mexicans, but in fact, the United States taxpayers are going to be paying for it. And ironically, the wall is going up at a very time when the number of immigrants coming from Mexico and Central America has dramatically decreased. So he's used these sort of images to make his case for his campaign, but they played on people's worst fears, and they're misleading, and it's unfortunate, the consequences. And I am concerned about all kinds of issues, from the way in which my students here at Western are struggling to pay for their tuition, to healthcare and the military and so forth. But I've come to understand that climate change is the single most important threat facing the Earth and facing the future of human civilization. And we need as quickly as possible to make a turnaround in how we address it. China understands that. And China has put tremendous government resources into developing solar and wind. They're going to be the biggest and most important producer of the new technologies that will be essential for the whole planet. It's a giant economic mistake to not put our resources into those new environmentally friendly technologies and try instead to bank on the coal and the past.
Alan Webb is a professor of English and Paul Clements, a professor of political science at Western Michigan University. Thank you both for your time.
Thank you, Gordon.
Both professors are members of the Climate Change Working Group at Western Michigan University.